Hi, Marie. I have reviewed your Module 3 draft learning activities assignment, and I'm going to give you feedback on that assignment in this audio podcast. In general, I think you've done a fantastic job with this assignment, and this course looks fantastic. It looks like you have applied nearly everything that you've learned in my course. I can see exactly how it's taking shape in this draft outline of your course. I can really see where you're going with the workshop, and your thinking and your learning is very evident to me in the articulation of this assignment. I was particularly struck by the brilliance of your discussion questions, and I'm hoping that others will take a look at your course when you have it set up, and then also perhaps this feedback and this assignment, so that they can see how you have crafted some very simple questions that will be very effective in engaging students and in generating interaction and authentic online discussion. And so I was very thrilled to see that actually. So I have some comments and some feedback and some suggestions, and I'm going to go through your course module by module to give those to you. And so, starting with module one, I really like your course titles, as I mentioned to you in an earlier assignment. I think they are very engaging, and I want to make sure I have a sense of the titles that you will use for the other documents, and the labels that you would use for the other the areas in your course. But I just want to make sure that you keep that in mind and carry that sense of engaging the students with the labels and the titles of your documents. Carry that through all the way through the course. From the module level all the way down to the specific documents and pieces of content. And I think I see here in this draft the evidence of that. So, for example, your initial discussion will be titled "Introduce Yourself." You have in, I think it's in Module 2, another discussion called "Documenting the Experience," and so forth. And so, so keep that in mind as you're laying this out in your course. So, in general, you have your students read some stuff, and then they discuss some stuff, and then they do some written assignments. And I see that you're also having them blog, which I am thrilled about. Of course, I need to see the instructions for all of these activities to give you feedback on them, and I need to see the rubrics that you're going to use, and some of the tools that you're going to use, and how you are instructing the students to use the different tools, and how and when to do things, and you know, sort of like the logistics and the instructional cues and instructional documents to give you feedback. So I'll wait to see that outlined detailed in your course shell. In your discussion question in module one, you're having them introduce themselves and talk about their interest and role in experiential education. And you're having a question on why it's important for students to make the connection from theory to practice. And then you're going to have them post for peer review and collaboration their first written plan draft, and then you're going to direct them to peer review and evaluate each other's plans. I'm wondering how you're going to have them evaluate technology tools, you know, and how open that activity is. And I need to understand the activity better in order to give you feedback on it. But one of the things that I wanted to mention to you was where in your course do they have freedom of choice in how they make their thinking and their learning visible to you? And maybe it could be in this section of evaluating technology tools, and maybe they're able to select a tool and then use that tool to demonstrate how they would make connections. I'm not sure. How they can implement technology to help students make connections is the Making the Connection Written Plan. Need to understand better what that is about. And then you're going to have them reflect on what they learned and the choices that they made, and how their peers implemented, how their input impacted their any revisions. So I think that's an excellent reflective activity. There's some metacognition in there, and you're using, you're having them reflect on their peer evaluations. I love that you're having the students peer review and peer evaluate, and I think that's fantastic. The fact that you're actually having them post that stuff publicly and directing the students to review and evaluate, I think is brilliant. Then moving on to the evaluation section, I think that looks as we've discussed previously, in terms of points, it looks very good. The one thing I don't see is how you are going to give them feedback on their reading. And I'm wondering, if not here, because maybe what you're going to do in the instructions for the discussion is to make sure that they incorporate things that they've learned from the reading to demonstrate their learning in the context of their discussion post. So if that's the case, then you just might want to add that to make it explicit, and you know, somewhere. And in the evaluation section near discussion, if that's how you're going to do it. Another alternative is to create a self-test quiz that is essentially a guide, a reading guide, something that they can do after they've done the reading to self check on how they understood the reading, and it can be something that they can take multiple times and they can retake so that you know, that they can go after they take it once and find that they've missed some stuff, go back and reread the stuff, and then take the quiz again if they want. So just keep that in mind. I just want to make sure that you are thinking through everything that you're having them do. Like, how are you going to assess their evaluation of technology tools? So, you know, I'm like looking at your assignments and the stuff that you're having them do. Read, introduce themselves, discuss, post a draft of their written plan. And so every single thing that you have them do needs to have a companion mechanism for feedback, assessment, and/or evaluation. And that needs to be explicit. And so, you know, as you know, the formula is: start with your course learning objectives, break those down into module level learning objectives, design activities that address the module learning activities, module level learning activities specifically, and then design assessments, feedback, or evaluation for every single activity that you have them engage in. And that formula will help guide you, and if you have questions about any activity following that formula, will help you move effectively through the design phase of building the course. Let's go through module two. Again, you're going to have them read a couple of articles. They're going to look at some resources. Their discussion is, how is student reflection beneficial? I love it. It's brilliant, simple, to the point, open. I want to see the instructions that you give to the students on what they're supposed to do in terms of making their thinking and learning visible to you in the course of their discussion, and what your rubric is going to be. But overall, I think that, your craft of designing discussion questions is excellent. So they're going to do another peer review and collaboration. So this has first post year written plan, first draft, and it said the same thing in module one, I think. Yes, and so I don't understand that. So I'm not entirely clear on what that that activity is. They're writing plans, I see, but I'm not clear on it. And again, they're doing the evaluation of technology tools. This one is called Documenting the Experience. And the other one was called Making Connections. So I'm not entirely clear what's going on with that activity. And I'd like to understand that a little bit better in order to give you good feedback on it. The discussion is how they're going to implement technology to help students reflect on their practical experience. Great question. In their blog, they're going to reflect a little on what they've learned. Keep in mind your guiding question, what they've learned, how they know they've learned it, how they're applying what they've learned. Make sure to guide that reflection well. And then you're going to, in post two, they're going to talk about how their peers' input and feedback impacted their revision, which I think is similar to what it was in module one. And again, make sure that your evaluation mechanisms match the activities that you're having them do. A little help from my peers. Module three, they're going to look at some articles. They're going to look at some resources. They're going to discuss how peer review can and collaboration can further learning. Perfect. They're going to have a another written plan that they're working on. I need to understand that better. And then they're going to reflect on what they've learned and discuss how their peer evaluation impacted them. So this is very consistent from module to module, very, well structured from module to module in terms of that consistency. In module four, they're reading, they're viewing resources, they're discussing why formative feedback is important, they're evaluating tools, guiding the learning, they're writing their plan, and they're reflecting. In module five, again, they're reading, viewing resources. They're going to be talking about project-based learning and writing up another plan. And this one on e-portfolios, it looks like, and then again reflecting on what they've learned and how their peer feedback has been incorporated into their revisions as input. In module 6 of the workshop, they're going to think about what they learned, and they're going to give feedback for revise and improve the workshop. You say that there is no content, and you say that there's no discussion, though they are continuing to work in this module on their final project. And so my recommendation to you would be to have the discussion in to have a discussion in this module and have it be you know, a place where they can come to ask questions as they are composing their final proposal, their final project. You know, you have the assignment being their final proposal for implementing technology to enhance experiential education. And so I'm wondering, you know, how you're going to collect that from the students. You know, is it going to be submitted, you know, to you, or is it going to be posted so that everyone in the class can see it? My suggestion would be to post so everyone in the class can see each other's work, and kind of, and if I understood better what the nature of that assignment is going to be, if there was an opportunity for making presentation in some way and having some interaction and discussion around it or critique around it, I would recommend that the learning, you know, is exponentially impacted when the students can see each other's work. Their final project is a large portion of the grade. One of the things that I noticed, so overall, it's all very good, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how you lay that out in your shell. So far, you're the only student who has had a class community area, and, you know, I love it. You're going to have a place for the students to interact, a place for them to talk with you, a place like a suggestion box, and a place for shared resources. I'm wondering what you're going to use for shared resources, how you're going to do that. And I'm also wondering where and how you're going to make class announcements. And my suggestion would be to have some sort of a bulletin board where you can collect all of them in one location. Overall, Marie, you have done a brilliant job on your course. This is your workshop. This is really excellent work. I see very clearly where you're going with it. It's very consistent. I can very clearly see how you have implemented all of the learning that you've been doing in ETAP 640 into the design and elements of this particular course. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how you transfer this into your course shell, and just want to say that, you know, I think it's brilliant and very well done.